Turn now to the 27th Psalm, page 611 in your Scofield Bible. Psalm 27, beginning with verse 9, we'll read through verse 14. The text verse is the 13th verse. We'll read these verses responsively. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's pray. Father, what a blessed opportunity is ours. Help us never to sell short that which takes place week by week in this auditorium. Help us to appreciate what we've had and that which is in store for us today. There are surely many, many people who would love to be here where we are. And so much greater seems our opportunity. Attune our ears, please, to the preaching, and attune our hearts to the believing of that which is preached and taught. Blessed with power, the preaching, our preacher, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The psalmist said that he believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He did not say that he saw until he believed. He said he believed until he saw. I want to speak this morning on the subject: when you cannot see, you can still believe. When you cannot see, you can still believe. I'm not sure under what conditions the psalmist wrote these words. My first thought is that these words were written when his son Absalom had rebelled against him, had gathered himself an army, rallied the people around himself in opposition to his own father. And David, rather than fighting against his own son, fled the city. Don't leave me now. Fled the city and went out to a little town nearby called Mahanaim. And there stayed while the battle was raging between the forces of his own son, listen to me now, and his forces. Look right this way, sailors, I'm talking to you. I think my first thought would be that this psalm, the 27th psalm, was written while David was there. Now, if that's the case, are you listening? If that's the case, David saw no way out. None. His son was against him. His own flesh and blood rebelled against him. His own throne was at risk, and he was off the throne. There was no hope. David said, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. If that is not the time when David wrote these words, I think it was when he was fleeing from King Saul. David had killed Goliath and was the hero of the young people and the people of the nation because he had delivered the nation by killing Goliath. And Saul became jealous. You recall how they began to sing a little folk song. Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. And Saul said, that young guy's going to get my throne. They're going to put him, crown him as king. And so Saul decided that he would kill David. Now, David could have handled Saul. He took care of Goliath very well. He did sure had some stones left he could have used for Saul. But David would not lift up his hand against God's anointing. It was not that David was afraid of Saul. It was the fact that David realized that when God's anointed, that God's supposed to take care of punishing his anointed, and David was not supposed to lift up his hand. So David ran from Saul. Now, wait a minute. His life was at stake. And was it then that he wrote, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? He could not see the goodness of the Lord, but he believed to see. Or he believed until he saw. He believed what he could not see, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let's bow our heads, please. Father, help me as I speak this morning. A lot of people in this room today are unable to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Help me to be a help to them. That's all I ask, please. There are thousands of people in this room today. Certainly a little preacher like me is not able to give them their needs. But Holy Spirit, you're perfectly capable of taking my little loaves and fishes today and multiplying them and satisfying the needs and filling the needs of all the people. Please speak with me, to me, through me, by me in these moments, please. Amen. This mic is not on. Is there a reason? It's turned on. Try it again. Can we do anything or not? Give me a red or a blue or a green signal. Okay. All right. I expect extra pay this week. Be sure and get that fixed before tonight for me. I'll need it tonight more than this morning, although I do need it this morning. Please sit up straight. Look out this way. There's no way I can help you unless you listen to me. And this is only Sunday morning sermon you're going to hear this week, so listen carefully. The psalmist looked at the land of the living. And notice what he saw. He saw no good. The Bible says such terms as this in the 27th Psalm. He said, evildoers came to seek to eat up my flesh. He saw no good in the land of the living. Another statement he made. He said, they war against me. As he looked to the land of the living, he saw no good. He said again, an host against me. In other words, great numbers or multitudes of people against me. What were these hosts? The enemies, the rebels under Absalom? Were they the great army of Saul? I don't know. But David was saying, there's a host against me. And as I look to the land of the living, he said, I see no good. Again, the term, the day of trouble. He said, this is the day of trouble. As he looked to the land of the living, he saw no good. Again, he said, mine adversaries and my foes. Again, he said, false witnesses such as breathe out cruelties. He said, I have enemies, a host of enemies. He said, people are lying about me, false witnesses, spreading things that aren't true about me. They war against me. Evildoers come to eat up my flesh. Then he said, these are mine enemies. Now listen to me. The king said, I have looked in the land of the living, and I see no good. He looked in the land of the living and saw tears, as so often do we. He looked at the land of the living and saw disappointment, as is the case in many people today in this room. He looked at the land of the living and saw heartache, as do some of us. He looked at the land of the living and saw death. He looked at the land of the living and saw heartbreak. He looked at the land of the living and saw sorrow. He looked at the land of the living and saw battles. He looked at the land of the living and saw enemies. He looked at the land of the living, and the truth is, he saw no way out. Nowhere, are you listening? Nowhere could David see the goodness of the Lord. I mean, he couldn't figure out any. He didn't see anything good about it that could come of what was happening. He didn't see any way that this was of God and that good was could come of it. He nowhere could see the goodness of God, and he saw no way. I'm talking to folks this morning. You don't see any hope at all. As you look at the land of the living, you don't see any hope. Hey, all you've got to do is just eavesdrop in my office sometime as I'm counseling with people. I mean, I live with people who see no hope. I don't know how many times this week I've heard that deal. But I don't see any answer. I don't see any hope. David was right where you are. I'm going to tell you what he did, and it'll help you. David said, I look in the land of the living, and I see tears and disappointment and heartache and sorrow and death and heartbreak and battles and enemies. I see no way out. I see no hope. But why didn't he faint? Listen to me. Why didn't he faint? That means why didn't he give up? That means why didn't he despair? Why didn't David just throw in the towel? Why didn't he faint? He said, because he believed the goodness of God was there. Now listen to me this morning. Listen to me. You don't have to see the goodness of God for the goodness of God to be there. So David said, I can't see the goodness of God, but I know the goodness of God is there. He believed that the goodness of God was there. Out there somewhere in the darkness is the goodness of God. Out there somewhere in the abyss is God. Out there somewhere in the darkness is light. Out there somewhere in error is truth. Out there somewhere in doubt is belief. Out there somewhere in war there is peace. Out there somewhere in tears there are smiles. Out there somewhere in heartache there is comfort. Out there somewhere in defeat there is victory. Out there somewhere in death there is resurrection. Out there somewhere in battle there is armistice. Out there somewhere in fear there is assurance. Out there somewhere among the enemies are friends. Out there somewhere among the heartache is a reason. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Sit up straight. Listen to me. If you can't see the way, that doesn't mean there is no way. If you can't see the goodness of God, that does not mean there is no goodness of God. David said, I can't see it. My son has rebelled against me. My friends have turned on me. My best friend, Ahithophel, has turned on me. The fellow that I picked up and plucked out of the poverty of Lodibar, a little cripple boy named Mephibosheth, he's turned on me. David said, I cannot see anything good in the land of the living, but he said, I know there is some good in the land of the living. Tuesday night, I couldn't sleep. I almost always sleep well. But Tuesday night, I couldn't sleep. I was in Michigan preaching, and I just absolutely was having a tough time sleeping. I got up out of bed, and I got my pen and a piece of paper. And sitting at the table in Russell Anderson's condominium where I was staying, in my pajamas, I wrote these words. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. I know you're there somehow. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Though I can't see you now. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Somewhere in dark's long night. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Though now you're out of sight. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Though not in human view. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Though darkness cloudeth you. I know. I know. I know you're there. Unseen by mortal eyes. I know. I know. I know you're there. Beneath these laden skies, I'll trust. I'll trust. I'll trust you're there. Until my eyes behold, I'll trust. I'll trust. I'll trust you're there. Until the clouds unfold. You're there. You're there. Hey, let me say, he's there. He's there. You say, I can't see it. That doesn't mean he's not there. And so when you look and say, I look at the land of the living and I can't see him. Well, I've got news for you. He's there whether you can see him or not. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Mine eyes behold of thee. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God you're there that I believe to see. He's here. He's here. I see him here. The unseen captain's here. He's here. He's here. I see he's here. His plan becometh clear. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm very glad. I'm glad I fainted not. I'm glad I kept on going when just darkness was my lot. I see. I see. I see it now. I see the Master's plan. I see. I see. I see it now. I see his nail-scarred hand. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise our God. And bless his holy name if I can see or if I can't. He's always there the same. It was there, His presence there, when night was dark and dim. He's here. Oh, yes, He's here. Mine eyes behold of Him. You're not listening this morning to some kid preacher who's telling you what he's heard. You're listening to a seasoned veteran who knows what he's preaching is true. You're not listening to somebody this morning who's saying, I've never seen the midnight, but God is there. You're listening to somebody who's seen the midnight and found that God was there. You're not listening to someone this morning who's never groped in a fog to try to find the way and found that there was a way. You're listening to a man who's groped in the fog. I'm talking about a battle-scarred, battle-weary, tested old man who knows what he's talking about. And if you can't see him, bless God, that doesn't change it a bit. Our God is there. I said in the first place, the psalmist looked at the land of the living. Notice what he saw. He saw no good. I said in the second place, why didn't he faint? Because he believed the goodness of God was there. Thirdly, he did not faint, though he could not see. He kept on going. Hey, folks, you don't sit around and wait for the fog to cloud. You keep on, clear. You keep on going. He didn't quit. He didn't turn back. He didn't resign. He didn't stop. He didn't slow down. He could not see God, but you don't have to see God to serve God. He kept on going. I guess the most frightened I've been in a long time was last winter. As Howes had threatened to whip me. No, I was preaching in Kokomo, Indiana. Now, I hardly ever drive. I fly. I preached in the Detroit area this last week. Took me longer to get there as I'd driven, but I don't like to drive. I'd fly to the restroom. They had a landing strip there. I don't like to drive. To me, the most dangerous thing about taking a flight is the trip to the airport and back. But I was coming back from Kokomo last winter, and everything was fine. And I turned on the I-65 down close to Lafayette somewhere, and a snowstorm came. Well, I had to go to Kankakee the next morning, had an appointment with the doctor who takes care of my hearing aids and so forth. And I turned off on the wrong road, and I hit a blizzard. Ladies and gentlemen, I hit a blizzard. You couldn't even see the signs on the street. Please sit down now. Quit walking around. You couldn't even see the signs, the city limit signs, if there was a city. And you couldn't see. I know what road I was on. I couldn't even see the highway numbers. And it got worse and worse. And then the roads got so slippery. The cars were off in the ditches and had been abandoned. And I know where I was. I couldn't even see the in front of the car. If somebody had been standing in front of my car, I couldn't have seen them. And I didn't know which way I was going. The road was winding. I know I was going north, east, south, or west. And I got, with my great faith that I have in God, I was scared to death. And in Jesus' name, I was scared. Holy fear. The Bible says, fear the Lord, but I was scared. And I said, well, what am I going to do? I can't go over 5 miles an hour. I'll slide off the road. And if I come to a sign, I can't see what, it frozen over. I can't even see what road I'm on. I'm talking about 2 hours. I just drove down there in the southern, central part of our state on some road somewhere. What to say? I said to myself, best thing to do is just keep on going. Keep on going. And that's the best thing for you to do. When the fog is so dense you can't see, keep on going. Keep on teaching that Sunday school class. Keep on running that bus route. Keep on rearing those children. Keep on serving God. Keep on coming to church. Keep on being faithful to God. Keep on winning souls to Christ. If you can't see He's there, the best thing to do is keep on going until you can see the fact that He's there. And finally, I saw some lights ahead of me. Looked like a town. And I couldn't see what town it was. I didn't know whether I was in Los Angeles. No, I know in Los Angeles, that's for sure. I don't know if I was in Cleveland or Detroit or Indianapolis. I didn't know if I was south of where I was going or north of where I was going. And then all of a sudden, I saw something
that reminded me, this is Kankakee. You know Kankakee is the most beautiful town in America? When you're lost, it is. Now, I forgot the story. Years ago, I was a paratrooper. I had never taken a flight in an airplane. The first airplane flight I took, I jumped out of it. I had a parachute. Second one I jumped. I took 7 airplane rides, took off 7 times before I ever landed in an airplane. I got out of the paratroopers, and I had jumped 19 times, had never landed in an airplane before. Never had. And so I thought I'll start flying where I'll preach. I got out, and I got preaching. I said, I'll start flying. Well, it's fine. We took off. Everything was great. But I never had landed before. We were coming in toward, I was on a DC-3 plane, those little things you couldn't knock them out of the sky, but you couldn't find them in the sky either. We're flying in that thing, and I said, we got in a fog, I mean a storm. And I said to the stewardess, I said, is everything all right? She said, I thought you said you're a paratrooper. I said, yes, ma'am, but I've never landed before. You got a parachute. I need to jump out of this thing. And she said, look, mister, everything's all right. I said, how do I know everything's all right? I can't see anything. We're in a storm, and the plane's just bouncing all over the sky. She goes up to the front. She says to the pilot, we got a man back here about 4 rows in the front, scared to death. The pilot leaves the plane in the hands. The co-pilot comes back where I was, and the pilot looks at me, and he says, mister, I understand you're scared. I said, I'm scared to death. He said, well, I thought you, she told me you're a paratrooper. I said, yeah, we jumped out. We didn't land. We jumped down. I said, are we okay? And the pilot looked at me and said, mister, see these wings right here? I am trained. I know where I'm going. I'm in contact with the destination. We have radio contact, and you trust me, and that's exactly what I say to you this morning. You got a burden or a heartache or a problem, and you look at the land of the living and you see death. You look at the land of the living and you see heartbreak and sorrow and sadness, and you don't see the way clear. Let me stay with the psalmist who said, I cannot see good in the land of the living, but good is there in the land of the living. He did not faint, though he could not see. Next, he believed. Hear me carefully. He believed that he would see. I said he looked in the land of the living, he saw no good. Secondly, I said he looked in the land of the living, he believed that good was there even though he couldn't see it. Thirdly, I said he did not faint though he could see no good in the land of the living. And fourthly, he believed that he would see. If this morning you're in the same kind of a fog that I was in at DC-3, if this morning you're traveling down some path of life and you're in the same way I was, the snowstorm on my way, I thought, to Kankakee, Illinois, and you're there this morning, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, not only believe that he is there and believe that the goodness of God is there, but praise God, believe that someday you'll see the goodness of Almighty God. Oh, young widow, believe until you see. Cancer stricken one, believe until you see. Deserted one, believe until you see. Broken-hearted parent, believe until you see. There's some great people in this church. I believe the greatest collection of Christian people in this world today are sitting right in this auditorium. Among them, there's a couple that I admire as much as I admire anybody in this church. One day, they came by my office years ago, probably, I'm guessing, 7, 8 years ago. And they said, Pastor, we have no children. We understand that you anoint folks with oil who are sick, and sometimes you anoint folks with oil that have no children and pray for God to give them a child. I do not recall exactly how I did it, but I know what I always do. I put a little oil on this finger here, a little oil on this finger, and I put my hand on the brow, the forehead of each of the couple. And I said, dear God, open the womb of this lady and give life to the seed of this man. And I pray you'd give him a baby. I don't know how long it was, but she became pregnant. She found out they were going to have triplets. I put too much oil. I knew I did. I knew I did. I knew I did. I was with Colson. I anointed Miss Colson last night with oil. And I just poured the bottle on her head. But they had triplets. They know what I'm talking about. I'm going to call their name. Brother Miss Brock. I don't know anybody today in this church that could say with the psalmist, I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. Triplets were born. Follow me carefully. One was born dead. The second was born blind. And the third was born, I think, with multiple sclerosis. Is that right? Multiple sclerosis. Triplets. One born dead. One born blind. One of my favorite little girls, she's here in this service this morning. Is she here? Where are the Brocks? Are they here this morning in this service? If they're not, they're working somewhere in our property. But one little girl, Judas can be blind. One little boy, multiple sclerosis. Not retarded, but you know what I'm talking about with a handicap of a disease like that. The other day they came to my office. And I just die when I see him. By the way, he runs, has two Papa John pizza places. And that's why I'm ragging on this morning. My address is 8233 Greenwood in Munster, Indiana. But they sat in my office. The other day they came by for me to say hi to the children. And there was a little crippled fellow. I think they're 6 or 7 years old now. Maybe 7. And there's this pretty little girl you ever saw in your life who will never see a sunrise or a sunset or a daffodil. She'll never see a beautiful North Star or the Little Dipper, the Big Dipper. She'll never see a rose. In fact, until Jesus comes, until she gets to heaven, she'll never see her mommy or her daddy. She's never seen this church. She's never seen me. She's never seen the beauty of the flowers. She's never seen the trees as they put on their coat of many colors in the autumn time. And there she stood in my office. And you never saw two happier people in your life. She said, Brother, Mrs. Brock, Brother Hiles, don't feel sorry for us. How can you help them feel sorry? There's a little couple. How would you like for the doctor to come and tell you you have triplets? Oh, wonderful! But one of them didn't make it. And the second's blind. And the third has multiple sclerosis. You wonder why I weep when I preach. You don't know who I'm preaching like I do. You don't know the people here this morning in this room that don't know how they can face tomorrow. Understand it. You don't understand how many people came this morning, and while you sit there and take a nap or some of you kids misbehave. Understand, one reason I said you shut up and listen to me. Somebody behind you will not make it tomorrow if they don't get strength today. I say to that couple, believe until you see. I said a while ago, I've been around. I have buried a drunkard father. I have lived in poverty without food to eat sometimes for days. I know what it's like to sit down at the table and not have a bite to eat and hear my mama pray for God to give us some food to feed her boy with. I know what it's like. If David was forsaken by his friends, I know something about that. I've been there. Then an old man, 72 years old, testified this morning. He's there. I know he's there. I know he's there somehow. He's there. He's there. I know he's there. Though I can't see him now. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Somewhere in dark's long night, you're there. You're there. I know you're there. Though now you're out of sight. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. though justice, not in human view. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Though darkness cloudeth you. I know. I know. I know you're there. Unseen by mortal eyes. I know. I know. I know you're there beneath those laden skies. I'll trust. I'll trust. I'll trust you there until my eyes behold. I'll trust. I'll trust. I'll trust you there until the clouds unfold. You're there. You're there. I know you're there. Mine eyes beholdeth thee. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God you're there that I believe to see. And when you see someday, you'll thank God that you believed when you couldn't see until you could see. He's here. He's here. I see he's here. The unseen captain's here. He's here. He's here. I see he's here. His plan becometh clear. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm very glad. I'm glad I fainted not. I'm glad I kept on going when just darkness was my lot. I see. I see. I see it now. I see the Master's plan. I see. I see. I see it now. I see his nail-scarred hand. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise our God and bless his holy name. If I can see or if I can't, he's there always the same. T'was there. T'was there. His presence there. The night was dark and dim. But he's here. He's here. Oh, yes, he's here. Mine eyes behold of him. And I say to our people this morning who are facing the darkness and you cannot see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, you say with the psalmist, I believed to see. I did not see so I could believe. I believed so someday I could see. Would you bow your heads, please?